First, though, newly elected Senator Ricky Muir has stymied the government's attempt to gag debate on the carbon tax bills. The government tried to guillotine debate this morning in the Senate, but Senator Muir made sure it just fell short of achieving the 6 votes it needed. The move meant that the Motoring Enthusiasts Party senator also broke ranks with his political allies in the Palmer United Party. It will see debate continue, but the Senate is still expected to agree to scrap the carbon tax by the end of the week. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
As soon as the Senate sat this morning, the government moved to bring on the vote, provoking outrage from Labor's Senate leader Penny Wong.
What a disgrace this is. Utterly disgraceful.
Senator Wong pitched to the crossbenchers, whose votes would decide the matter.
And I say to the crossbench, do not start this new Senate supporting such a disgraceful act.
Independent Senator Nick Xenophon had the same argument.
This is about the Senate doing its job, and my plea to my crossbench colleagues is do not set a nasty precedent. Whatever has happened in the past has happened. This is important. You will not be prejudicing the government's agenda if we deal with these bills by 11:50 tomorrow morning, and that is my plea to my crossbench colleagues.
Senator Wong told them the government's backgrounding the media and taking them for granted.
The media are already being told to prepare for the Prime Minister's announcement because guillotine and gag will be moved here in this chamber to get the bills on and voted on. So I want the crossbench to be very clear what you're being asked to do. You are being asked to run this chamber so as to accord with Mr Abbott's media schedule.
The government's Senate leader, Erica Betts, was easily able to cite examples of the last Labor government using the gag.
Mr President, for all the hyperbole from the Leader of the Opposition, let's just remember she presided over a government in this place with the Greens that guillotined 52 bills through this place without one single syllable having been spoken. One single syllable having been spoken. Hypocrisy, thy name is Labor and Greens.
Senator Wong argued Labor gagged at the end of a parliamentary sitting, but this is different.
Whatever criticisms you might have of us, you are guillotining when you were offered more time. You are not guillotining and gagging because it's the end of the session, you have to get bills through. Whatever criticism people may have of that. You're guillotining now on a Wednesday so that Tony Abbott can hold a prime ministerial press conference in time for primetime television tomorrow.
Senator Abetz says there's been enough debate.
This package of bills has had 33 hours and 52 minutes of debate in the Senate.
But the Greens leader Christine Milne points out this Senate, with the new crossbenchers, has not had a chance to debate the package of legislation.
Contrary to what Senator Abetz has just said, this is a new Senate with a number of new senators who have not had the opportunity to go through a committee stage of this legislation. And let me say, the Palmer United Party has put up an amendment that has just been circulated. Nobody's had a chance to actually question anything about that amendment. Labor's got amendments. The Greens have got amendments. We are working to try and save ARENA, and this is the Renewable Energy Agency, and this is an attempt to stop the Senate saving ARENA's finance.
DLP Senator John Madigan will eventually vote to scrap the carbon tax, but he won't support the gag and is not pleased to see the government's justification that Labor did it too.
I've never supported a guillotine in the Senate, whether it was the previous government or whether it's this government.
When the vote was taken, Family First's Bob Day, the Liberal Democrat David Lionhelm and the 3 Palmer United Party senators voted with the government. But that was only 5 of the 6 votes the government needed. So when Ricky Muir from the Motoring Enthusiast Party sat with Labor, the Greens and Senators Madigan and Xenophon to vote against the gag, someone called on ya, Ricky, it meant the result was tied and the government lost its bid to gag.
Louise Yaxley reporting.